Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to rainy life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to rainy life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to rain,
say.
Born to rain,
and
I am no ordinary person.
Whoa,
I'm dancing for
sing it like
greatness.
You believe it.
Born to rain,
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 wo, yo.
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.
You are born to win. Born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined by God for greatness. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus this morning, giving you thanks and praise for the great and awesome God that you are, but more important, Lord, for the loving Father that you are. And so we thank you, God. We thank you for watching over our lives. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for waking us up this morning, you know, with a desire to want to hear your word, to want to be in your presence. And so we thank you for that, Lord. We don't take it for granted. We thank you, oh God, you've been keeping us throughout this entire year and all the years before, even in the blind years when we didn't know you, when we weren't waking up at this hour maybe to pray or to seek after you. We thank you, God, that you were watching us still. And so we come this morning to honor you, Lord. We come to say we love you. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, Father, to die for us so that we might have life and that we would not be victims to the, you know, the situation and circumstances on the earth. And so we say thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. We thank you, O God, for rescuing us from the kingdom of darkness and transferring us into the kingdom of your dear son who purchased our freedom with his blood. Jesus, we honor you this morning. We love you. We acknowledge you as the Messiah. We acknowledge you as the Son of God. And so we thank you. We welcome you in our lives. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We thank you for being in our lives. You know, you're with us at all times. We're never alone. You're always guiding us, always protecting us, counseling us. And so we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your presence. And we ask, oh God, that you would be here this morning. As we pray, as we open our hearts to you this morning, we ask, oh God, that you would be here and that every prayer prayed would be answered with divine speed. Because we know, oh God, that if we pray according to your will, that you hear us and that we have the petition of our hearts. And so we say thank you in advance, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Open your mouth now and begin to give God thanks. Begin to thank him for a new day. Thank him for waking you up. Thank you for your family. The very breath that you breathe came from God. Don't take it for granted. Give him thanks. Thank you for your children. Thank you for your spouses. Perhaps those things are desires of your heart. Thank him for them anyhow. Right? Call those things that be not as though they were. So thank him for them in advance. Thank him for your skills, your talents, your gifts, your jobs, your careers. In Jesus' name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Father, we return as one man, as one voice, to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every good thing in our life. It has come from you. In Jesus' name, amen. And the church said, amen. Well, praise the Lord. You know, there's a psalm here, Psalm 118, verse 24 and 25. It says, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And then verse 25 says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Look at it in the Amplified. This is the day, Psalm 118, verse 24 and 25. This is the day which the Lord has brought about. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, we beseech you, O Lord. Send now prosperity, O Lord, we beseech you, and give to us success. That's the Amplified. You know, the Lord opened my eyes to that those verses just a few days ago, because I'd always known this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I knew that. I had no idea that verse 25 was there. Send now, you know, prosperity, O Lord. Give to us success. I don't know about you, but I never heard that 25th verse. You know, oftentimes you even hear it from the pulpit, but I know verse 24 very well. Wasn't familiar with verse 25. And it's interesting because I've read the Psalms. Man, I've read them quite a number of times. You know, from Psalm 1 to 150. You might have been here when I took on that journey. One of us had done it. I think it was Perry had done it. And I was like, yeah, I wanted to do that. And so I started doing it. I did it about, I don't know, maybe at least four or five times. But it just never jumped out at me. And that's the beauty of the scriptures. You can see something and see it over and over again. But, you know, you don't see it. And then I saw this and I was like, wow, this is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Send now prosperity, O Lord, because we're already saved, right? It says, save now, we beseech you. But we're saved, right? We New Testament believers, we are saved. So it says, save now, we beseech you, O Lord. Send now prosperity and give to us success. I think that's fine. Yep. So let's pray that prayer right now. Let's pray number 25. Let's give God thanks. The Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's begin to thank him. Father, we thank you. This is your day. This is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, begin to declare that. Lord, this is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, begin to thank him. Lord, thank you. This is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, thank him in the spirit. Thank him with your understanding. Lord, we thank you. This is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's the start of your day. It's the start of a new day. God has given you this day. Come on, Lord, thank you. This is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, open your mouth. Begin to give God thanks. Begin to tell him, I will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what oppositions come today, no matter what challenges come today, rejoice and be glad in it. Come on. Father, I thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for this day, Lord. Come on. Thank you for this day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You didn't know about this day.
Any good thing can happen today. Just any good thing can come about today. Come on, begin to thank him. Lord, we thank you for today. We praise you for today. We will rejoice and be glad in it today. Thank you, Lord. Come on, thank him. Lord, we thank you for today. This is the day which you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You've hidden blessings in this day for us, Lord. There are blessings waiting for us in this day. There are breakthroughs waiting for us in this day. There are miracles waiting for us in this day. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is your day, Lord. You have made this day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, begin to thank him. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for today. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for it. And now let's pray the second part. Psalm 118, verse 25. The Bible says, send now prosperity, O Lord. Give to us success. So today is filled prosperity on every level and success on every level. So come on. Ask him now. Lord, send us prosperity today. Give us success. Come on. I don't know what you have to do today. I don't know what you're facing today. But whatever it is, you want to be successful. Come on. Lord, send now prosperity. Well, Lord, give me good success. Come on. Ask him. Send prosperity, Lord. Lord, give us success today. Lord, send prosperity today. Give unto us good success. Send now prosperity, Lord. Give us success. Father God, in the name of Jesus, send us prosperity, O Lord. Give unto us good success. O shamai kasakakai, shantana koi kashana kokoi, shananama kosai kashakai. Lord God, send us prosperity today. Give unto us success. Pray that prayer. Begin to thank him now. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity today. Thank you, Lord, for success today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You should declare that those prayers over your life every day. You know, when you wake up, Psalm 118, 24 and 25, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So what you're doing is death and life is in the power of the tongue. So what you're doing is you're already declaring. You're already dictating what you're going to do today, regardless of what happens today. Regardless of, because, you know, you're going towards your promised land every day. And there are giants in the land. The darkness covers the earth, gross darkness the people. So we're not ignorant about that. But we've made up our minds. I will rejoice today. I'm going to give God thanks today. I'm going to praise God today. So you open your eyes and you recognize you're alive and all of that. And you begin to open your mouth. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You make your declaration over and over again. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And you're going out to your work. You're going out to whatever you have to do. You need prosperity, right? Everything you do, you want it to prosper. You want good success. You want success. And so, Lord, send now prosperity, O Lord. Send success. Lord, give me success today. Send me prosperity. You understand? To God be the glory. Oh, God be the glory. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. My cousin, you know, my cousin, I'm going to tell her business right now. You know, my cousin Patsy, you guys know him. And she's been here. She's now on, she gets now to be on WhatsApp. Because for the longest time, honey, she wasn't dealing with cell phones. She just wasn't dealing. But now my girl got WhatsApp and... She's in the tech. She can get you a message real quick now. So to God be all the glory. To God be all the honor. I love that scripture. And so if you have a testimony, hit 1 on your keypad. It will give you an opportunity to share. testimony, simply tell us briefly what was the situation and what did you do and what did God do? Because there's always what to do, right? There's always what to do for a breakthrough. I like that. There's always what to do for your breakthrough. Amen. I have a testimony. You know, I had to go to court last week on a matter. And court is not my natural habitat. It's a necessary part of my life for, you know, some of the business that I have. But it's just not, my natural habitat. So I kind of get a little angst comes up for me when I have to deal with that. And in this particular situation, I had to retain an attorney. We had verbal agreement that he would come. I worked with him on another business, so he was going to come on this particular business. And the date was the Thursday, and on the Tuesday, he told me he couldn't make it. And man, you know, I had my food ready to eat, and when he said that, can I tell you, my appetite just left. You ever had anything like that come into your life? You know, all of a sudden it just takes your appetite away, and my appetite just left, man. And immediately I felt panic wanting to come in, because in this particular situation I needed to have representation. So, you know, your mind goes in a million places. But immediately the panic came, immediately the word came, praise. And I just forgot about the food and just went into praise. I must have just sang songs of praise to the Lord for like 30 minutes, you know, just songs of praise and worship. And you know, when you do that, it fills your heart with joy. That's why I think this Psalm 118 is so deep, what it's telling us. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so when you train yourself to praise, it brings joy into your heart. So, you know, my heart was just filled with joy, just absolute joy. And he had given me the names of a couple of other attorneys to call. And so I called them after I did my praising, left messages. But I didn't, you know, I didn't hear back from them. And by Thursday, I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to face this by myself. Now, part of me was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not supposed to go by myself because you're supposed to have an attorney on this matter. But, you know, I held on to Isaiah 50, verse 7. Isaiah 50, verse 7, it says, let me pull it up for you right quick. Isaiah 50. Verse 7, and I just bit down on it, For the Lord God will help me, therefore will I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed, right? For the Lord God will help me. So every time that the angst would come, for the Lord God will help me, therefore will I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know I shall not be ashamed. And the other one that I was biting down on was Isaiah 41:10. But I was doing it from the Amplified version. Isaiah 41:10 from the Amplified version. Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help. I will uphold you and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice, right? And so I bit down on those two scriptures. Every time the angst would come, I bite down on it. I'm in the courtroom waiting to be called. I'm biting down on those two verses. And so they called me. And as I went before, now they got to call me and they got to call the other side. The other side didn't show up. And so the judge said, marked off, dismissed. And that was it. I just walked out the court. Just never had to deal with it. And it was so deep because if I had retained the attorney, if I brought the attorney had come, of course I had to pay the attorney. And then the other side didn't show up. So I would have still had to pay the attorney for coming. Do you see how a lot of times we are anxious for nothing? Remember Philippians 4:6? Be anxious for nothing. Now you're in this world. You're connecting with this world through your flesh, right? You're walking around. Your senses are connecting with the world. So when things happen, you're going to feel anxious. Your appetite is going to leave. And so that's why we want you to understand how to use the word, how to work with God's word, you know, to bring peace to yourself as you face the oppositions of life. And so to God be all the glory. To God be all the honor. Amen? Amen. And now when I give a testimony, I break it down like that. I'm also teaching, right? So I'm also, I take the time to go through it like that because I want you to see the steps. I want you to understand what has taken place. And so, again, as we face life, we don't know what we're going to be facing. But it's always, always the word. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. When you're facing a challenge, it's sometimes difficult, right? It's difficult to quiet your spirit. It's difficult to hold on. It's difficult to not be anxious. But that's why you're doing it day and night. You're training yourself day and night. You're in the word consistently. You're meditating in the word consistently. You're feeding your faith by the word of God consistently. So that when challenges come for you or for someone else, you're already, you know, the muscle is there. The strength is there to deal with it. The butterflies, you still may not be comfortable. Like I said, court is not my natural habitat. It's the natural habitat of attorneys. It's also the natural habitat of people who like to fight. You know, they like to fight. So every morning they want to be in a court. It's not mine. It may not be yours. But we got to face certain things in life, right? Nobody likes to go to the doctor. Nobody wants to be in a clinic, wherever you got to go, your checkups, your this, your that. But there you are, biting down on the word, because the word of God will never fail. The word of God will always create and change and bring whatever you need. And so that's why we live a certain way. That's why we walk a certain way. You understand? And that's why we do the work. You've got to do the work. There's no getting around it. Day and night, you're in the word. I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 5976. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and share with us your testimony. One moment.
Good morning, Laverne. Good morning. Hey, Laverne,
how are you, my
dear? Fine. Good morning. Thank you, Lord. I just want to share a testimony. Pretty similar to what you just shared, Hazel. Last Sunday, I got locked out of my apartment. And I had the keys in my hand, but got locked out of the apartment. But the premise of the story was that there was, I'd been challenged by the word unfair. And at the moment of coming to my apartment, keys in hand and unable to get in, there was just a moment of pause. And all I could do is just say, God, I know you got this. And in the Holy Spirit side, I felt this warmth and comfort. And then in the worldly side, I wanted to just have this story about unfairness. But the excellent part of this thing was that my scripture that I have on my phone, in the midst of being locked out, I did not have my key. I did not have a hat on. It was a pretty chilly Sunday. I just had like a thick sweater. And my go-to prayer is Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? And all of a sudden, there was just these steps of action to go to. And, you know, did one, did two. And then I wind up connecting with a former neighbor who so happened to be visiting another neighbor. And she literally just supported me in that space. And next thing I knew, I was in my apartment because we got a locksmith. And what I thought was going to cost me, it didn't cost me. And inside of my apartment for 3 hours. When I was back in my house, it wasn't even 8 o'clock p.m. And I was just in awe of, and I just thank my neighbor and just say, you know, just God just bless you. I don't know where her personal life is with God, but I just said, God has just put you in this space to just help me through this. And just came home and just praised God. I had to just sit down because I couldn't believe that was the experience. And just thank God for how he just shepherded me through that without allowing me to just go into that pain point of quote unquote unfairness. And I was just like, and then I'm having this prayer call on Tuesday, and I was sharing with them how 10 years ago, last month, I moved into this apartment, and I did not like this apartment at all. But it was the neighbors that spoke to my spirit that said this was going to be a great place for me to stay. And each and every time, God just shows up in that space and just reminds me of this is my home. And I just want to continue to thank God for all that he continued to do with me, the patience that he has. And just as I grow and continue to just be in this space, it just allows me to just be present to others and things that's going on. And last thing I just want to share is that just my uncle has been diagnosed with a stomach cancer, and I just ask that, you know, you just continue to join me in prayer for him. And I just, again, continue to thank you for this call and Hazel for all that you continue to do. Amen.
Well, God bless you, my darling. And, you know, before I let you go, you know, just thank you for sharing your testimony and the blessing that you are to us here. You know, you've just been a trooper, girl. You've just been always here. And you're just a loving partner, and we just really appreciate you. So let's come into agreement now. And I ask everybody on the line to come into agreement. We're going to lift up your uncle. And Matthew 8:17 comes to mind. Matthew 8:17. Says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Is your uncle a believer, darling? Laverne? I think she might have hung up. All right. Laverne, if you're there, just hit one again, and I'll put you back on. But what I was going to say to her is to be able to, you know, go to him and read the word, you know, is so important. I asked if he was a believer, because obviously he'd be receptive, even more receptive. Okay, there you are. One moment. Hi, darling.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No. You're used to me saying, okay, thank you for sharing. Letting people go. So you just disappeared. Is your uncle a believer? Is your uncle
a
believer?
Yes, he is.
Oh, praise God.
Truly is, yes.
Okay, thank God for that. So just a couple of suggestions. You know, obviously, every time you go, you visit with him, you know, to read the word, right? Because the word is to hear. And Kenneth E. Hagin has a healing CD. It's called Healing Scriptures, that I so strongly recommend that you can download. You can get it as an MP3 or whatever, but to play to him, right? So just to play, to let the word just be entering his spirit all the time. So we're going to pray with you now. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come together, standing with Laverne, and we lift up her uncle, Lord. You know him by name. You know who he is. And we thank you, God, that you are the healer. You are the restorer. And the Bible says that you took our infirmities and you bear our sicknesses. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as she stands in the gap right now for her uncle, we stand with her decreeing and declaring divine health and wholeness. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the cancer, and we command you to dry up in the name of Jesus. We command you to dry up, to wither, and to go away in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for it. Lord, we ask that you would wash him with your blood from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and we thank you for it, and we call it done in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, strengthen Laverne in this time. Give her the wisdom to minister to him. Let her know what to say. Give her the right word at the right time. And to you be all the glory.
In Jesus' name, amen. We love you, Lord. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you back.
Bye. All right. To God be all the glory. So, I wanted to do some prayers today. And, you know, God is mighty. But it's a partnership. It's a partnership. We are always in partnership with God. And so we have to also, you know, do our part. And there's always what to do. There's always what to do. And so one of the things to do is to pray, to stand on His word. You know, she shared that testimony. And I totally understand, you know, where she was coming from with that. When you're going through stuff, you know, there's the comfort. You can feel, okay, the Holy Spirit is here. And then the flesh goes, yeah, but what you going to do? Your mind goes, you're locked out. You got to go to the bathroom. You're cold. What's going to happen? And so there's this war that takes place, you know. But look at God sending the right people in the right place at the right time. He will always do that. You know, the tests will come. The trials will come. The challenges will come. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying that because you believe in God, the challenges won't come. But we're saying, bite down on the word. Bite down on the word. Bite down on the word. You'll always come through victorious. I want to pray first. Let's go to Ephesians 1. This is so important because this is what will help us understand what we have in Christ. Ephesians 1, this prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian church, Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And why do you want your eyes enlightened? That you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. So we're going to pray this morning and ask the Lord, Lord, we pray this morning for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. You understand? Let's pray that prayer now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. That means that when you read the scriptures, it's going to make sense. The word is going to speak to you. It's not just going to be, you know, you're reading words or you're doing it out of duty, but you're going to get understanding. As you read the books of the anointed teachers, understanding will come. Come on, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, again today for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Ephesians 1:17-18. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, again today for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Come on, pray it in the spirit. Lord, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Lord, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened again today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, let the spirit of wisdom and revelation reign among us. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Every time we go to the word, God, give us revelation. Every time we go to your word, Lord, give us understanding. Lord, every time we hear your word, let light come. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let's begin to thank him for it. Lord, we thank you for it. Father God, we praise you for it. We honor you. We glorify you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. That's an important prayer to pray every day, right? And so every day I say to the Lord, Lord, give me a fresh anointing of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Lord, let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened again today. I pray it every day, every single day. Now, let's go to the next one, Ephesians chapter 3. You see, you want to be consistent. Don't be an up-to-day, down-to-day Christian. You know, listen, man, do y'all know there's power? Man, there's power to heal. There's power to restore. There's power to prosper. It's not just about being a Christian, going to church. You get me? You want to be a vessel. You want to be a vessel, an anointed vessel that God could use at any time to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to make the blind see, the deaf hear. That's the power that we have as Christians. You don't want to be just, you know, I heard about this from somebody that was talking to me yesterday, man. She said, you know, my church, you know, we have like, I guess they have like a celebration time. You know, you have churches do banquets and stuff. She said, you know, we have banquets. And she said, and yeah, we'll have a bar. She said, yeah, we have a bar. You know, the church doesn't pay for the bar, but the bar is there, you know. And I just thought, I bit down on my nails. You know me, right? I said, my God, look at this thing. You know, great church, been there a long time. Everybody goes, she's been in the church 27 years. That's about it. You know, but you see, now how is a church going to have an event and have a bar? You don't pay for it, but, you know, you got, what are you saying to the people? Now, I know what y'all are saying. Oh, so, hey, is that what you're saying? You don't drink, you can't drink. Listen, the Bible says you can have a little wine. So, you know, people drink. I'm not, you know, I ain't judging nobody. But I'm just saying that a church doing that, you see, you got people coming in from all walks of life. Some people can have a glass of wine, go home and be fine. Some people, you've just opened up the doorway for them. Some young people, you've just destroyed their lives right there. Because what you're saying is, oh, it's okay. And so they don't have control. They don't have control. And so they go out into the world now, and all of this stuff, they think they can do this, and they think they can do that. You know, me, I don't drink. And everybody just does what they want to do. I'm not judging nobody, telling nobody what to do. I don't. Why don't I drink? And I think that's how the conversation started. Because I'm carrying the Holy Spirit, man. I'm the temple of the living God. Do you know I get high? I am so high. I get such a buzz all the time. I don't want nothing in here. That's me, Hazel, now. Because, see, I might be at a dinner table. Somebody might get to choking. I got to be ready at all times, you see? And so when I'm, because I'm a carrier of the Holy Spirit, because I'm carrying power, I don't want nothing in there. I don't want nothing else in me. You get what I'm saying? You see, there are levels to this thing. But when the church is saying the bar is okay, man, listen, man, do you realize what the Church of Jesus Christ is carrying? Power to raise the dead is what we have. Power to heal the sick. Man, I've heard so many testimonies of cancer just backing up. Just backing up. Because, you see, behind the diseases is a spirit. And when it comes in contact with light, it got to go. But, you see, if people are not being taught divine healing, if they're not being taught prosperity, if they're not being taught restoration, then when the devil comes, we don't have nothing to stand on. You can hear him try to challenge me this week. Try to take my voice, man. At one point, I didn't have no notes at all in my voice. Man, he was trying to, and somebody else was telling me they lost their voice for like 3 weeks. They were sick. I don't have time. He came knocking on my door. I told the devil, I'm not letting you in. I'm not home. No. No, you don't belong to me. You don't belong to me. Now, if I had received it, there wouldn't have been no call today. If I had received it and said, oh, man, I can't talk. You weren't hearing no sound from me hardly. But I don't let it, you know, I don't receive nothing. Nothing that's in this book, I don't receive it. Because you know why? I've seen too much. I've read too much, man. I can't even get depressed good anymore. You know, I can't even feel discouraged anymore. I can't even feel sorry for myself anymore. I have a moment, it'll come, and before you know it, here come a word and just lifts me right back up. Because I saw it in the book. That's why you got to be in the book, man. You got to see it in the book. When you see it in the book, you can stand. Come on now. Look at Ephesians 3:16. Listen to what he's praying here. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. In the inner man. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Let's hold off on that one. I don't do 17 yet. But let's pray 16. Ask the Lord to strengthen you with might by his spirit in your inner man. You see, when you get strengthened by his spirit in your inner man, you're unstoppable, unshakable, unmovable. Doesn't matter what comes. You ain't going down. So come on, Lord, strengthen me again today with might by your spirit in my inner man. Come on, pray that prayer for yourself. Lord, strengthen me with might by your spirit in my inner man. Come on, pray it in the spirit. Pray it with your understanding. Lord, strengthen me with might by your spirit in my inner man. Come on, pray that prayer for yourself. You see, when you know, because there are giants in the land. There are things God has spoken over your life, right? Greatness belongs to you. Victory belongs to you. Success belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you. Divine health belongs to you. But the enemy will try to challenge you on it. The enemy will try to challenge you on it. And so if you don't know, and if you're not strong on with your inner man is not strong because you haven't been feeding the inner man the word, if your inner man is not strong, when they come to you with an evil report, what do? You receive it. You receive it. And then you start telling everybody about it. You understand me? You got to get violent in your spirit, man. It's got to be violent faith. The Bible tells you from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. You got to take your possessions. You got to take your promised land. You got to take what God has died for you to have. You got to take it. It's not just going to fall on your lap. It's not going to just fall on your lap because you're a good Christian going to church paying your tithes. It's not. The devil's not going to just let you have it like that. He's the God of this earth. But you have greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. So come on, Lord, strengthen me with might by your spirit in my inner man. Come on, pray that prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen me, Lord, with might by your spirit in my inner man again today. Come on, Lord, strengthen me with might by your spirit in my inner man. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Come on, begin to thank him for it. Begin to praise him for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you for it. We praise you. You know, I love Acts chapter 4. See, in Acts chapter 4, when Peter and them, they you know, been preaching and telling everybody about the Lord. And they shut them down. They told them, oh, don't speak anything in this name and da-da-da-da-da and threatened them. They went back to the company, Acts 4, 29. And they threatened them, you know, don't speak in this name anymore and da-da-da-da-da. So they went back to the company and they told, you know, their other believers what was going on. And then they prayed a prayer. Listen to this prayer. I pray this too. It goes in connection with this Ephesians 3 we just prayed. This one too, listen. And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And by, in verse 30, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. You see, you got to have boldness to, you know, I pray for boldness to also live the word. Because, you know, basically most people can preach it, right? You can teach it. Everybody can preach it, teach it, okay? If you were able to public speak, you're not afraid of public speaking, you can preach it. You can teach it. It's a whole other thing to live it. It's easy for me to tell you what to do, but am I doing it? Right? Am I doing it? What am I doing? You see? And so that's the thing. So, Lord, let's pray this prayer, Acts 4:29. Now we're going to pray it like this. Lord, give me boldness to live your word and speak your word. You hear me? Give me boldness, because some of y'all, the Lord has done so much in your life, but you're shy. You don't nobody even know that, you know, you got a testimony. Not just here, but even in the world. You know, you're going, you're meeting people every day, and many of you ain't said nothing about Jesus. They ain't said, hey, what church you go to? You ain't said nothing to open up a conversation. Because why? You know, intimidated. You're feeling insecure about it. What are they going to think about me? But listen, if God give you boldness now, if you start praying this prayer and mean it, watch what will happen. Look, Acts 4:29, let's pray this prayer. We're going to pray it like this. Lord, give me boldness to live your word and speak your word. Come on, pray that prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give me boldness to live your word and speak your word. Come on, ask for that now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give me boldness to live your word and speak your word. Lord, give me boldness to live your word and speak your word. Father God, give me boldness to live your word and speak your word. Lord, give me boldness. Come on, pray from the depth of your heart. Lord, give me boldness to live your word and to speak your word. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Let's begin to thank him. Lord, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We honor you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Now, I'm just sharing these with you, and you know, take it and go deeper, right? Run with it this week. Pray these prayers, you know. You get your prayer points from the Word of God. You get your prayer points. There's nothing that you can say, that I can say, that there's not a prayer point here. There's not a scripture here. You stand on that. That's what you're biting down on day and night. Go to 1 Corinthians. The Holy Spirit isn't talked about enough in churches, is he? He really isn't, you know, or taught, you know, the gifts of the Spirit. Not taught enough. I listened to a teaching by Hagin, and he was, and the Lord just has me under Hagin's teaching at this time. Heavily, heavily. And my God, you know, anyway. And so he was talking about how he had, you know, there was a church he would go to, you know, as an evangelist, he would go to different churches. And when he went to this church, you know, all the gifts of the Spirit would be in manifestation, you know, because the Holy Spirit lets the gifts move as he wills, right? And so it's as the Holy Spirit wills. And so there's an openness there. And so the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, a discerning of spirits, diverse tongues, interpretation of tongues, the nine gifts, they would be evident, you know, at this particular church. It'd just be like, wow, they would have just such a time. He'd be there 2-3 weeks, and, I mean, all kinds of things would move. Don't you want to see that? Isn't that amazing? All kinds of, you know, you go to that church, you ain't coming out. You ain't coming out the same. And then he said he would go to other churches where they loved the Lord, good people. He said, you know, they were very supportive of my wife and I, very supportive of our ministry, financially supportive, you know, prayed for us, loved us. You know, everything was there. The pastor was good, loved us. And he said nothing would happen. There'd be no moving, nothing. You know, they just have, you know, the normal praying, you know, thanking God and praise and worship, but no moves of the Spirit, no moves of the Spirit. So he said he went on a fast, you know, fast several days and nights. Lord, you know, want to have something happen, you know. And then he'd go back in and nothing happened. And the Lord made it clear to him, it's not by fasting and praying that you get to see the gifts of the Spirit move. It's by desire. It's by desire, you see. And so what, you know, in the process of time, what he recognized was those churches, though they were good churches and they were, you know, all of that, there was no desire for the gifts, and there was no understanding of the gifts, and there was no teaching about the gifts. So as a result, there were no manifestations of the gift. But this other church, not only when Hagin was there, but their pastor was teaching them about the gifts, talking. It was a regular thing. You know, every Sunday we're going to hear about the Holy Spirit. You know, yes, we might teach other things, but we got, you know, because the Holy Spirit is the power of God on the earth, dwelling in us, right? So, you know, wow, look at this. Desire. And he said, you know, and the other thing to remember, too, and as we said to you, too, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. So he's not going to just push something off on you that you don't want, even if it is good. He's not going to push the gifts of healing on you and push miracles on you. You understand? You understand? And then, of course, there's consecration, living a holy life, a holy lifestyle. And we don't, you know, people want to compromise today, you see. But if you only knew what you were carrying, if I only knew what I was carrying, and that's what I endeavor to know more and more. You see, if we know what we're carrying, we wouldn't compromise in your lifestyle. You wouldn't, because you would recognize the power that you're carrying, not just power for you, but power, man, to help somebody else. You understand? And so it comes by desire. So come, let's pray this prayer now. 1 Corinthians, we're going to take verse 12, and we're going to ask God. I'm going to go straight to verse 9. I've shared with you the nine gifts of the Spirit. Three of them are revelation gifts, right? We've gone through this. I've gone through this with you, and you should all have by now the Bible study course
the Holy Spirit and his gifts, which gives you a great understanding. And you should spend time in that and going over that. But there's the, you know, there's the revelation gifts, which tell you, right, tell you something. That's the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the discerning of spirits. And then there's the oratory gifts, right? That's the gift of prophecy, diverse tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And then there are the power gifts, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles. So let's pray this morning and ask God, Lord, let the gift of faith, we're going to pray it like this, because the verse says, to another, speaking of the Holy Spirit as he gives the gifts, to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. You know, wouldn't it be something if you know you're going through something and Sister So-and-so got the gift of miracles? And Sister So-and-so, oh, Sister So-and-so got word of healing. And Brother So-and-so, he got faith, man. Call Brother So-and-so. They talked about a deacon, man. There was a deacon that this little boy was going to die. The doctor said nothing could be done for him. And they called this deacon. The deacon came and prayed for that boy. That boy lived. Little boy lived. And the reason why the doctor told them to call this little boy when he realized the boy had come down with pneumonia and there was nothing they could do, the reason the doctor told them to call for this deacon is because the doctor's wife had cancer. She had come down with cancer. And by the time they took her to, you know, the big fancy cancer hospital, they realized it was so far gone, there was nothing they could do. And so they called for this deacon. Come on now. And man, the deacon prayed. And he said, my wife is healed, still healed today. You see? We got power, y'all. We got power. We don't even, but we're so busy, you know? The life can keep you, I understand. The life can keep you busy. I've just gotten radical, but it can keep you so busy. So let's ask God. Let's ask God, because he says you have not because you ask. Let's ask God. We're going to say it like this. Father, let the gift of faith, the gifts of healing, and the working of miracles manifest in my life and ministry. You got a ministry. So when he said, I don't have no church. Yeah, you do. God lives in you. You're a believer. He lives in you. So you're the church. Hallelujah. You're the real church. It's not the one you go to in the building. That's a building that we come to worship God as we come collectively. But you're the temple of the living God. He lives in you now. So come on. And you minister to people. You're praying for other people. So you want to do, that's your ministry. That's your ministry. So come on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let faith, the gifts of healing, and the working of miracles be made manifest in my life and ministry. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, be made manifest in my life and ministry. Come on, pray that prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, be manifest in my life and ministry. Lord, let it show up in my life and ministry. Come on. Just pray it in your own words. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, Lord, let it show up in my life and ministry. Come on, pray that from the depths of your heart. You got a ministry. You're ministering to people day. You don't even know. People are watching you. You don't even know you're ministering to people. They may say nothing to you, but they're watching you. They're watching how you conduct yourself. They're watching where you're going. They're watching. They're admiring you or telling themselves, huh, look at that. You don't know, but you're a ministry. You're a walking ministry. Come on. Father God, let's say the healing, working of the miracles, manifest in my life and ministry, Lord. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, manifest in my life and ministry. Now begin to thank him for it. Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, we praise you for it. We worship you, Lord. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. It's important prayers, man. You go to that 1 Corinthians 12 and you pray those gifts on a daily basis so that you're familiar with them, that you realize what's available to you as a believer. They may not preach it in church, but don't wait until you get to church. Preach it to yourself every day. Go to 1 Corinthians 12, right? Look at those gifts. Look at those gifts. Look at those gifts.
Many of you have the gift. You don't even know you have it. It's lying dormant. Yeah? And some of you got it and you're using it. Hallelujah. Ask for more. Come on now. There's no limit here. Now, let's pray Isaiah 48:17. As you go into your business, as you go into your work, Isaiah 48:17. It says here, thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. God wants to teach you how to profit every day. Every time you go out, every time, whatever you have to do, whatever your business is, I don't know. But he wants to teach you how to profit. Stop trying to do it by yourself. Stop trying to see you've made enough mistakes. Come on. Both my hands are up. So now you want God to show you, to teach you. And Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. So come on, let's pray the prayer like this. Lord, teach me how to profit again today. Teach me how to profit today. Lord, empower me to get wealth. Come on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, teach me how to profit, Lord. Empower me to get wealth. Some of y'all can't pray that real good. Some of y'all can't pray that real good because you've been taught, you know, don't have some prosperity. But come on now, let me help you out. Let me help those of you out. Wait a minute. Look at Psalm 112. Because some of you, you're cringing. I can feel it. Look at Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Right? Is that you? That delights greatly in his commandments. Is that you? His seed, that's your children now, shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Now look at verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. So what God is telling you, you can be rich and righteous. Come on now. Lord, teach me how to profit. Lord, empower me to get wealth. Mashana kosakaye. Father God, teach me how to profit. Pray that prayer. Lord, empower me to get wealth. Ikomae kasakaye. Lord, teach me how to profit. Empower me to get wealth. Lord God, teach me how to profit. Hallelujah. Empower me, Lord, to get wealth. And in case you're still having a little trouble with it, you know, the Bible tells you, you know, a lot of times you talk to Christians, how you do? I'm blessed. They like that, right? They like to say that. I'm blessed. Oh, child, I'm blessed. You know, many of them, they don't even know what that means, right? They don't even know. They don't have the depth of it. But it's all right. It's true. They're blessed. But now look at Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he added no sorrow with it. The Amplified said, and toiling does not increase. It's the blessing that's on your life, that blessing that has come upon your life when you get saved, when you come unto Christ, you come into the kingdom, and there's a blessing on you, and that blessing empowers you to get wealth. That blessing empowers you to be rich. That blessing will empower you, man, come on. And so that's what we're talking about here. And so don't feel any guilt. Don't feel any how. It's the blessing of the Lord. It makes you rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Begin to thank him for it now. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for wealth. We thank you for riches. We thank you for health. Come on, thank him for health. We thank you for health. We thank you for divine health and divine healing. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. We thank you, God. Now thank him for his word. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them. If you've experienced healing today, your mind, your spirit, your body, come on. Thank God for his word. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Your word brings comfort. Your word brings joy. We thank you for your word. Your word brings light. Your word brings light. We thank you for your word. Come on, thank him for his word. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The Bible says in Revelation 5:12, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. Power. In Luke 10:19, he gives you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. So it doesn't matter what the enemy is planning. God has given you power. Riches. The Bible says it right here. Riches. He died, you have riches. Riches. Come on now. Wisdom, so that you're not a fool with wealth. If you have riches and you have no wisdom, you don't have the wisdom of God. I'm not just talking about how to know what to invest. I'm talking about the wisdom of God.
You have nothing. You have nothing. You have money, but you're empty. And so that's why he's given us wisdom. Strength, 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 strength. That's why we pray, strengthen me with might by your spirit. His spirit gives us strength in our inner man. Honor. Oh, man, the Lord gives you honor. Honor, honor, honor. I love Psalm 91. Look at Psalm 91 real quick. You got to go. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Look at Psalm 91. Because he had set his love upon me, right? Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's what belongs to you as a believer. Honor, long life. But if you don't know it, you won't declare it. You won't claim it. You won't speak it. You won't say it. The devil will try to rob you of it. But that shall not be you under the sound of my voice. And worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive for us glory. Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Come on. Behold, darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you. His glory shall be seen upon you. Gentiles shall come to your light, those who don't believe. Kings to the brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. Blessing. Blessing. And we just went over that. Proverbs 10. The blessing of the Lord, it make it rich. He had no sorrow with it. And so we thank you, Lord, today. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We thank you, God, for all that you've provided us for. Come on. Come on. All that he has provided for us. Come on. Lord, we thank you. Thank him for his provision. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for it. The table is set, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for reminding us, Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Now, this understanding you've gotten today, take it and go be a light. Or take it and sit on it. Take it and be a light. Be a light in your prayer meetings. Be a light in your churches. Be a light on the street. Be a light on your jobs. It's not just for you. It's for you to be a light. The more you share it, the more it grows. You understand me? If you're under the sound of my voice and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so now. Did you hear everything I shared this morning, man? That's what belongs to the believers. You don't want to be on the outside. If you're under the sound of my voice and perhaps you knew Jesus Christ and the road got long, you got discouraged. Listen, I've been there, I've been there, I've been there, I've been there. But Jesus loves you and he's calling you to come back home. He has great plans for your life. The Bible is not just a book. It's power, man. It's instructions for living a successful life, a vibrant life, a fruitful life. So come, both groups, pray this prayer with me now. Dear Lord, I come to you today. You know my life. You know how I have lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, my physician and healer, my provider. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and live your life in me and through me. From this day forward, I belong to you. Bow your heads now as I pray with you. Well, Father God, these who have given themselves to you today, Lord, the Bible says no man comes unless you draw them. So you drew them, Lord. You touched their hearts and you drew them. And Lord, I pray that you will continue to keep drawing them. Put in them a fire, God, to keep hungering and thirsting after your word. Put in them a hunger, Lord, a fire, you know, to keep studying and to draw closer to you. And Lord, to you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, welcome. Come home to the kingdom of our Father, Almighty God. And a change has taken place within you. So now you have to do your part. You have to pray and ask God to lead you to your church home. You belong somewhere. And it will be a church. The Lord will lead you there. You pray and you ask him. He gives you, you know, everybody has their place. Everybody has their place. And it will be a church where they teach and preach the uncompromised word of faith, which is the word of God. It will be a church where they practice water baptism, as well as the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when the altar call is made, feel free to go forward and give your life to Christ publicly there as well. We welcome you. And if you're listening to us for the first time, someone may have invited you, but it was God who sent for you. And he sent you here to give you understanding, sent you here to give you the keys to the kingdom. So we ask that you, you know, you can feel free to go back into the archive, you know, and download to your device what we've taught here today. If you didn't have a chance to go over the scriptures, you know. But stick around. You'll get it. You'll get it. And to God be all the glory. We welcome you. Well, that's it for today. Ah, the word is great, isn't it? I had so many more prayers, but I didn't have a chance to get to them. But you know what? If you got to go, you got to go. I love you. But listen, let's do Obadiah 1:17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. You see, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, man, from every evil, and there shall be holiness. See, you got to live in holiness. People think holiness means, you know, you got a turtleneck on up to your neck, and you got a long dress on down to your floor, and you don't eat this, you don't eat that, and you're holy. And not, you know, come on. It ain't got nothing to do with that, you know. And it's comes from within. It's a sacredness that comes from within. It's a Holy Spirit, you know, guides you and directs you, and he prompts you. You know, you go to do something, or you know, because the flesh will call you back to things perhaps you used to do, you know. And but the Holy Spirit, you see, that's why you want to spend time in the Word, because the more you get closer to Him and the more you get understanding, the less you want to do what you used to do. You know what happens? You know why people backslide? It's not that they're bad at all or that they don't love God. It's that they get frustrated, you know, as you're going along, you're not seeing anything changing. You know, it's like you feel like, in fact, it might feel like things are getting harder, and they lack understanding. They don't understand how to take the Word and apply it to their lives for their situation, and how to fight with the Word, how to fight the fight of faith. The fight of faith is not fought with willpower. The fight of faith is fought with the Word of God. You see? And so when things happen, you know, that are contrary to the Word, they get discouraged, you know? And sometimes they can get discouraged by what they see us do, you see? So you have to be very conscious of how you're living, because what you're doing, what you're saying, is people are watching. You know, with that, I thought she was Christian. I thought he's supposed to be so Christian. You know, now you don't let them intimidate. Sometimes they can use that to want to take advantage of you too. And so it's because you're Christian, you're supposed to let them walk all over you. We ain't stupid now. We Christian, but we ain't stupid, right? But let me show you Obadiah 1:17. Let's pray this real quick. Lord, grant me grace to live a holy life, that I might possess my possessions. Come on, because you see, the possessions, you can't possess them if you're not in holiness. One of the reasons why we sometimes don't see, you know, miracles, signs, and wonders the way we should see them moving among the body of Christ is because, you know, the compromise level is so high. You see? The compromise level is so high. And so, come on, Father God, grant me grace to live a life of holiness, that I might possess my possession. Come on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, grant me grace to live a life of holiness, that I might possess my possession. And to you be all the glory, Lord. Now begin to thank Him for it. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. My prayer. My prayer this morning, as you go, you won't be the same. But you would have heard something that will draw you to know this great God that we serve, this great God that lives in us, that wants to do so much through us. My prayer is that as you go, that you would be a light, that God would send you to touch somebody today. Because somebody is in need of a word that you have. There's a word in your mouth for somebody today. And so my prayer is that God would lead you to that person, and that you would become a laborer for those that are lost and that are drowning and they can't see the way. You know, just as that that one of us was locked out. You know, many are locked out, and they're in darkness, and there's nobody, and everything has failed. But God would send you with boldness. He would send you with strength. He would send you with love in your heart. Love in your heart. You would make a difference in someone's life today. That's my prayer for you. God bless you. I'll be with you next week. God bless you, and God bless your children, your loved ones. And as you delight yourself in the Lord, know that the desires of your heart shall come to pass. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa,
I'm dancing for
singing praise. Singing like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary
person.
No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 whoa, yo.
Born to reign.